Hello, everyone. Today's podcast is an open letter to Vice President Kamala Harris on U.S. Middle East policy. Dear Madam Vice President, in a phone call with Benjamin Netanyahu earlier this month, Donald Trump said, quote, do what you have to do, according to six people familiar with the conversation. You should be all over that comment, which amounts to an unqualified endorsement of any Israeli military action it is taking or will take against Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Yet Trump is said to be making inroads among Arab American voters, whose anger at President Biden's inability to stop Netanyahu from seeking total victory has alienated many of them from you. Trump's comment provides an opening for you to distance yourself just enough from the president to assuage the concerns of Arab Americans. I believe you can take a more independent stance that conveys that, as president, you would restore control of U.S. policy consistent with our interests and values. Here is what you might say. Donald Trump has given Israel's government a green light to do whatever it wants in the war. That is an immoral and foolhardy policy. It surrenders our interests and undermines our values. As president, I would never give an ally a blank check when it is at war, using American weapons, receiving billions of dollars in aid, and relying on our political support. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the other day that Israel's interests are not American interests. The opposite is also true, for when Israel, in defiance of our best advice, rejects one ceasefire offer after another, kills tens of thousands of innocent civilians, and destroys countless homes, businesses, healthcare facilities, and places of worship, the United States cannot sit by and pretend those actions are also in our interest. The United States has consistently stood up for Israel's right to defend itself against terrorism, and I reiterate that right. But the wanton destruction that we see in Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon today surely goes beyond self-defense. I cannot support that. It is not what Israel has to do. The exchanges of fire between Israel and Iran now threaten to widen the war in ways that threaten the peace throughout the Middle East. Unless these retaliatory attacks stop, they will lend support to Iran's nuclear program and encouragement to all the militant groups in the region that want to destroy Israel. And make no mistake about it, if a full-scale war erupts between Israel and Iran, the United States will be drawn into it. That's an outcome Donald Trump evidently hasn't considered. Finally, let me reiterate that I firmly support statehood for the Palestinian people. The longer the war goes on, the more difficult it will be to accomplish that aim. The Palestinian people have the right to a peaceful future, and it is my intention as president to do everything possible to give them that. They, the Israeli people, and all others in the Middle East, cannot benefit from endless war. And that is the end of the letter. To be honest, I have held my punches in writing this open letter. I have crafted it with my sense of what is politically possible, though still unlikely, in Washington. Thus, I have not included ideas that I believe should be key components of U.S. policy, such as an embargo on U.S. arms transfers to Israel, at the least on transfers of non-defensive weapons, such as the 2,000-pound bombs that are being used in assassinations, and weapons used with U.S. personnel in charge in attacks in Lebanon and Iran. Secondly, pressure on Israel to accept a permanent ceasefire as part of the end game of negotiations with Hamas. And third, resumption of nuclear arms discussions with Iran that Trump cut off and Biden has failed to resume. If the Harris-Waltz team is elected, she will presumably be a free agent, free, that is, to pick and choose which elements of the Biden foreign policy to sustain. His Middle East policy should be the first to go. It has failed to restrain the Netanyahu government, either in its lawless domestic policies or in its aggressive foreign policy. Nor, as a result, has Biden been able to implement the worthy idea of an Israel-Saudi Arabia normalization of relations. If Harris is true to her professed values, community, compassion, and faith, as she said Thursday night at a rally, she will reject the Israeli far right's ongoing effort at ethnic cleansing in Gaza and the West Bank, its expansionist dreams, and its autocratic legislative agenda under the name of judicial reform. There is little difference between opposing Trump and opposing Netanyahu. Both are power-hungry, fascist in governing philosophy, corrupt to the core, and thus unfit to lead. The United States has an unfortunate history of dancing with dictators. Let Harris break with the past and, on Netanyahu's Israel, stand for decency, nonviolence, and the rule of law. I'm Mel Gertoff of the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.